Figurines, Leviticus 26:1.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
You shall make for yourselves no idols, and you shall not raise up an engraved image or a pillar, and you shall not place any figured stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am Yahweh your God. Have you noticed that we have a need to worship someone or something? Even atheists do. We are wired to be addicted to something and to take something to an extreme. One thing I have noticed is that if you look close enough, you can find what I call someone's thing. By that I mean the thing that their lifestyle exposes as their object of worship. With this kind of tendency, it is no surprise that the Creator has banned all images of worship. In the United States, we have these things called trading cards. They are card decks that contain pictures of something or someone popular. I believe that they started out as a way to market bubblegum using pictures of famous baseball players. Later, the movie industry got involved as well and started making trading cards that included famous scenes and actors in movies. The bubblegum has long been forgotten. Some of these cards have very high value today. Have you ever wondered how a piece of paper with a famous sports figure could become so expensive that it would be traded for the GDP of a poor country? We are worshipers, whether we admit it or not. God didn't even allow an image to be made of himself. Have you noticed that we don't know what Jesus looked like? I am quite sure that he wasn't blonde, like the Renaissance painters have depicted him, and look at how we treat those images now. It's obviously not a good idea to make religious pictures. We don't do good things when we have them. It doesn't matter if you are a Catholic and you pray to one, or if you are a Protestant sports fanatic. We have a serious problem. No one and nothing has any right to take the place that only God should hold in our lives. We should be much more fanatical about Him than anything else in life. The figures we choose to hold on to get in the way, even if we claim they are pictures of the Lord God of Israel. God is Spirit, and we should be truly worshiping Him in ours. The Holy Spirit reminds us that He has saved us from our horrible end. He has made all beauty. He has made all goodness. There is no one who deserves our fanaticism more than Jesus, our Savior, and God, our Father. May He be fanatically praised. Amen.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.